Is media and technology stealing our children, or are we willingly handing them over? Netflix's show Adolescence should make parents rethink their strategy. I am Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is the Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Well, the Western world has been riveted by Netflix's original show Adolescence. The four-episode drama is intended to explore the dark side of adolescence and the influence of online content and social media. Jamie Miller is a 13-year-old boy charged with the murder of his female classmate after being radicalized by online content. Now, most media outlets are honing in on the toxic manosphere and incel community and online misogyny when discussing this series. And while those topics are certainly worthy of conversation, today I want to present a less discussed perspective within the show, and that is the role of Jamie's parents. In the fourth episode, after Jamie decides to plead guilty, the parents grieve and reflect back on what happened to their son. His mom talks about how he used to love to draw, but then when they got him his computer, he never left his room. She'd pass by his room at 1 a.m., and his lights would still be on, and she'd stand outside the door and remind him that he had school the next day. She says the lights would go off, but he would never say a word. Well, Jamie's dad responds with a resigned, even defeated admission, saying, "We couldn't do anything about that. All the kids are like that these days, aren't they?" Well, this statement is profoundly tragic, but not necessarily fictional. This defeatist statement echoes in the homes across the globe as parents shrug their shoulders, feel helpless, and ultimately believe that isolation behind screens is the inevitable new norm for their children. In the show, the dad's helpless attitude comes from a common lie parents believe, that they have no control, no say, and no authority over their children's online life. But I want to encourage you as parents, you are not powerless. Yes, social media, smartphones, and all the digital distractions are pervasive, but research has shown that adolescents whose parents monitor and limit have significantly fewer negative mental health outcomes. More than that, cultural acceptance does not negate our biblical parenting responsibility. God divinely appointed parents to disciple, to train, and to instruct. We see this in Deuteronomy 6, where parents are to impress upon their children God's truth, not just once, but throughout the day as you sit down, walk along the road, lay down, and rise up. Proverbs 22:6 instructs parents to raise up a child in the way they should go. Notice that doesn't say, except when everyone else is doing something different. Christianity has never been about cultural conformity. This is Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The evidence that adolescents' unrestricted, private access to the internet is unhealthy at best and fatal at worst is undeniable. The pattern of parents allowing too much too soon is stealing childhood and imposing radical ideologies on kids who are incapable of handling their weight. It's never too late to intervene. What we see in the adolescent series is that there were opportunities that Jamie's parents had that they saw in hindsight that they could have intervened and done something about his isolated, all-hours online behavior. The reality is that parents pay for and thus control the Wi-Fi, the devices, and the rules of engagement in the home. This authority is granted to us by God. We are not helpless victims. We can change the trajectory of modern adolescent life by not conforming to the patterns of too much too soon. This means we set boundaries about what type of content kids have access to and how much time they spend passively consuming. It also means removing all internet-connected devices from the bedrooms and, most importantly, modeling healthy engagement with online media that you desire for your children to have. Is this difficult and challenging? Of course it is, but so is dealing with the repercussions after a child is transformed by radical ideologies at a young age. The best takeaway we can glean from the parents in this popular Netflix series is that we must stop the "not my kid" mentality that depression, porn addiction, gender confusion, or fentanyl poisoning from an online drug purchase won't happen to my kid. If you'd like to hear more about biblical takeaways on the Netflix series Adolescence, be sure to check out our full-length podcast episode releasing later this week. Okay, friends, this is your Brave Briefing. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, and until next week, go and be brave.